रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 26 द वानरा आर्मी। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thus, Shuka and Saran tender salutary counsel to Ravana, fearless of consequences. But the king of the Rakshasas laughed in rage and cried, "Wretched fellows, I had no idea that you were such cowards. Devas, Gandharvas and Danavas together may oppose me. All creatures may threaten me, yet I shall not restore Sita. You have been in the hands of the monkeys, and frightened out of your wits, you offer me this counsel as salutary. Is there anyone who can face me in battle and hope to win?" Ravana thus spoke harshly and got up to the lofty terrace of his palace with a height of many tall palm trees and white like fleecy clouds. With bloodshot eyes, he saw the sea, the mountains and the forests. The base of Mount Trikuta was entirely hidden by the monkeys. Finding that the army was boundless and past count, Ravana exclaimed, "Saran, who are the heroes among these monkey lords? Who are the mighty ones? Who are those that stand in front and lead the rest? Who are gifted with enthusiasm? Whose words does Sugriva follow? Who are the generals? Tell me the truth." Saran, who had carefully noted every detail about the army, replied readily, "Your Majesty, the monkey there that never takes his eye off Lanka but roars fearfully, he is Nila, the general. He is surrounded by many thousands of monkey captains. His war cries reverberate Lanka, its palaces and mansions, and the hills and woods around. There again, look at the other monkey that walks on his hind legs with hands raised aloft. Often he turns to Lanka and yawns. Huge as a mountain peak, golden hued like the filaments of a lotus, he lashes the earth again and again with his tail and sets the quarters trembling. He has been installed as Prince Regent by Sugriva. He is Angad, the son of Vali, and equal to his father in every respect. Sugriva loves him dearly. Even as Varuna is ever concerned with the welfare of Indra, this Angada has set his heart on the welfare of Rama. Maruti, following the counsel of Angada, discovered Sita. Maruti, devoted to the interests of Rama, follows the orders of this youth. It is hard to defeat him, surrounded as he is by countless armies led by mighty heroes. Behold him challenging you to mortal fight even now. Behind Angada stands another monkey hero. He is the death of his foes, and this is Nala, who threw the bridge across the seas. He leaps in fury, he yawns dreadfully and stretches his limbs. Round him surge countless monkeys roaring like lions. 1,000 crores and 8 lakhs of valiant monkeys, dwellers in the sandalwood forests, follow Nala. He is resolved with his own forces to destroy Lanka. And there walks a monkey of terrible prowess, white like Mount Kailasa, and moving about restlessly. He is Shvetana, famed through the worlds for his intelligence. Most earnestly he prays to Sugriva for permission to pull down Lanka at this very moment. His master counsels patience, calms him, and promises to grant his request a little later. And he returns sullen and wrathful. He marshals his troops and keeps up their enthusiasm by skillful speech. There stands another hero with a very long tail covered with hair, red, white, black and yellow mixed together, and of the length of many Vyamas. This is Kumuda, the general. He is uncontrollable, easily offended. He is eager to meet you in the battle. He too has resolved to destroy Lanka with the help of his troops. His kingdom extends along the banks of the river Gomati with its dense and lovely woods, as also over the mountains Sankochana and the forests around. He has come here at the orders of Sugriva. He is a lord of countless millions of valiant monkeys. Look there, O Lord, at that monkey, bushy like a lion, with his eyes intently fixed on our capital as if he would consume it to ashes. Yellow in hue, and with eyes long and wide. He is the master of 30 crores of monkeys. He rules over the Vindhyas, Krishnagiri, Sakya, and Sudarshana mountains. The forces of this Rambha of dreadful prowess are ready to reduce Lanka to dust. And there is another monkey who yawns often, pricks up his ears, and shakes with wrath. He views things with the corner of his eye. Now and then he glances at his tail and roars like a lion. He is Sharabha, the king of the mountain Salveya. Mighty in strength and energy, he knows no fear. Death has no terror for him. He never turns his back on the battlefield, and his swiftness is great. 40 lakhs of captains of the name of Viharas follow him. There in the midst of the monkey leaders stands Panasa, like a huge cloud bank that hides the sky from view, or like Indra surrounded by his gods. His roar is like the noise of mighty war drums. Of all the monkeys there that thirst for the moment of battle, he is the most terrible. The mountain Pariyatra is his kingdom. It is hard to face him in a fight. 50 lakhs of captains obey him. There in the midst of the ardent monkey army, big like another ocean besides the mighty ocean, Vinata moves about, huge in bulk, like the mountain Dardhara. The river Parnatha is his abode. 60 lakhs of troops are at his call. Behold yonder the general Krodhana, who defies you to fight right now. Everyone among his troops is a mighty hero. With his body like a vein of red ore on the mountainside, Gavai makes little of his brother monkeys but roams apart. He waits for you in furious wrath. 70 lakhs at his back, he has sworn to destroy Lanka all by himself. Cast your eyes yonder over Sugriva, Angada, and the other leaders and forces at their command. Strong beyond imagination, they can assume what forms they will. No one can stand against them on the battlefield. Mangalam Kushalindraya Mahaniya Gunapatye Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.